So we are going to talk today about the automotive industry in Europe. More precisely, we are going to approach the automation within the automotive industry. More than 300 factories all over Europe, 7% of the European GDP, 14 million employees. Those are really huge numbers. And this is one of the most dynamic industries, most probably the one which incorporates earlier and faster any technical development which may help them to be more competitive. And this is a great advantage when we talk about selling new technologies, but also means that it requires a super high degree of efficiency. Blue Star has been dealing very successfully for many years with solutions in the automotive industry. And one of the most active partners we have been dealing with worldwide is Honeywell. So welcome, Michele. Welcome, Dana.
Hello.
Michele Cucinotta. Yeah, Michele Cucinotta is the verticals manager in France, and Dana Haulica, product manager in Honeywell Europe. So early technology adopters, big investments, new generation of cars being developed. All this represents a great opportunity for our business, right, Michele?
Right, Paco, absolutely. The automotive industry has been for many years a very important market for all of us in the auto ID business. It's an industry that has a high degree of technology, as you say, and it's been evolving for many years now. It's been early adopter of automation. Go through a car factory, you will see very few people around.
Yep.
Lots of working with lots of automated working. It's also an industry that has a lot of compliance requirements in it, both at the level of the car manufacturers and at the level of the suppliers of parts for the car manufacturers. So it's who says compliance automatically says traceability, automatically says barcoding. They've been through also, and we know it because of the.
I see where you're going to. You're going to be talking about the pains, right?
Yeah,
the
shortage of components. Through a lot of shortages of components. I mean, the main reason why today we need to wait up to a year to get a new car, and it's something that that we've been living through ourselves as manufacturers in our side, in the electronic side. Just wanted to go over to Dana. Dana, tell us a little bit about how Honeywell has dealt with the shortages and how we can with solutions that can be copied also by the automotive industry, who knows, in the future.
Yeah, I mean, we have felt this the impact of the shortages too, for sure. As these companies that we are speaking about today, we have also seen shortages in terms of components, and the lead time of our products has been extended. But we have also reacted almost immediately, and we have been one of the first vendors in the market to do redesign for our products. And this has meant that we have qualified new components with the same quality, for sure, to make sure that we improve as soon as possible the lead time of our product. So this is one of the most important measures that we have taken.
Is there any light into the tunnel in that? Because, I mean, we are seeing, for example, the manufacturers of batteries, you know, they are suffering from a lot of nickel production. This is really happening in every single brand, any single industry, of course, but in automotive is one of those key places where we are suffering even more, you know. Is there any light into the tunnel? Do you see that?
I think we see that, yes. This is expected to be seen in the first half of next year.
Yeah.
I think, and what this is what we see, you know, that diversity in terms of suppliers will bring this relief. So practically, there were some main players in the market. Now we are extending the range of suppliers we are looking at, same quality as I was mentioning.
Yep.
But practically, this is expected to bring the relief that we all look to see, right? So demand spread all over a larger number.
But I'm very surprised to see that you even put a date for that. You've seen 6 months. I mean, hey, let's see. Let's talk in 6 months to see if you were right.
Six, 9, 1 year.
That is good. Yeah, absolutely.
And, and if I can, Paco, this transferred into the automotive industry, this means a higher degree of in needs of traceability, in needs of automatically barcoding, because a different ecosystem of different suppliers means a different need of tracing the different parts that come from two different suppliers. Hence, the more and more need for an integrated system that can identify the different bits and pieces that arrive to make up a
because this is a really a key point, Michele. I mean, we are seeing all these technologies interacting one to each other. Yeah. We are also seeing, because the shortages, we are seeing people introducing different brands from here, from there. And of course, there is one key element here, which is a standardization.
Yeah,
you know,
absolutely.
And all these norms. I mean, the automotive industry, correct me if I'm wrong, but it's one of those industries which has got more and more strict norms into the production. So being a standard is not, I mean, it's probably keeping also a certain safe, you know, when you are inside a project, but it also means that you need to be close to those standards, and you need to make sure that you can interact, or your products, your solution can interact with others.
Huh? Yes, Paco, indeed, it's a very, very standardized industry, the automotive industry, and not only on one level. On one side, you will find a standard set by the organizational bodies of the industry, ODETT, IAG. They set a number of standards for barcoding, for traceability, for supply chain that the car manufacturers have to adhere to. But it goes even further in terms of the players in the supply chain of a car manufacturer. So if a supplier of seatbelts or airbags or tires or anything that goes into a car wants to get a contract with one manufacturer, it will have to adhere to the rules of ODETT and the rules specifically set by that specific manufacturer, which might be different from one manufacturer to another. For example, there are manufacturers that are introducing the RFID in the mandates. RFID in the mandates means having to tag certain level of logistics units with an RFID tag that can be read automatically at the arrival at the car manufacturer's site. That means needing to have a need for a different set of products to respond to this manufacturing, or have a kind of evolutive equipment that can adapt to both standard barcoding printing and an RFID printing.
And that's a very critical, because the cost of ownership of the elements, you know, it's very important when you are making an investment in new technology in the automotive industry.
Absolutely.
Even more. And also because the industry is evolving so fast, probably the people who's in let's say implementing the printers or the mobile terminals, you know, they need to make sure that those are going to be valid also in 5-6 years time.
Yeah.
Even in 2 years' time, in the way or the speed that the technology is evolving right now, correct?
Yeah. Fully agree.
Absolutely. Yeah. Hey, all this is related also to the complete concept of, Industry 4.0, right? So we are talking about robotics, we are talking about warehouse automation, we are talking about new ways of production. So all this has got a dramatic impact in the traceability. So the traceability is becoming even more key element into this process, right?
Yeah, absolutely. There's more and more traceability in the system. We have to think that whether we like it or not.
Well, I think it's good for us, right?
absolutely. For us, it's very good. But for the car manufacturer, product recall is quite a headache.
Yeah.
We've been through the years living through large product recalls of many manufacturers. No one is immune from that.
Yep.
And I think the quality of the brand is created also by the quality of the reaction to the need for a product recall. Correct. And that on the product of the action on the quality of the reaction on the product recall, it's directly linked to the quality of traceability of track and tracing that the car manufacturer has put in place. So definitely linked to our world of barcode printing, of barcode reading, of terminals that allow them to have a complete view on the traceability of the elements that make up a car.
Please.
So our
printers are adapted to enhance the traceability for this type of customers, not only from the hardware perspective, but also from the software perspective, the software that we are building, and also third-party companies that provide specific software to track and trace products, which some of our printers are certified to work for. So I think it is important also trend in the market, right, for the printers to be and for the vendors to work extensively with a large wide range of hardware vendors with software vendors.
It's quite interesting because, you know, in a world which is really evolving also into a kind of paperless situation, right, still the printing plays a key element role, especially in the automotive industry. So there is a huge feature. You're a product manager, Dana. So how is Honeywell, facing these new technologies from the printing point of view?
So we are trying to stay informed, to see what's in the market, to foresee what are the future needs of the customers and trends in the market. And what I can say is that one of our newest printers, for example, PX940, we will see later. I just want to mention this now. It is on one side comes with a specific verifier software that enables labels, you know, to be on one side very precise, on the other side accurate, 100% error-free. But what I want to state here is about the fact that we are working with these third-party companies like iTrace, and we have certified this printer for the iTrace software, and customers can practically, once a label is printed, customers can make sure via the iTrace application that the product can be tracked and traced all over the lifetime of the product. Mm-hmm. So our printers are really enhanced, are really ready and prepared with the latest technology, not only from our side, also with technology coming from other companies that we work
News. That's good news for us, absolutely. Hey, we are coming, from the complete market perspective, you know, of the automotive industry. But let's go more practical. Let's address some of the specific pains and specific troubles that some of your customers or our customers are facing, you know. Absolutely. And one of the things which comes into my mind very fast is like, in an environment which is full of robots, of people, of the product. I mean, a car is a big thing. Eh? So there is really a lot of troubles around the ergonomics, you know, how to work more efficient, how to work faster, and also how to make even the life easier for the employees, which are really manufacturing the cars. So I know you have some examples of troubles in the ergonomic side, right?
Absolutely, absolutely, Paco. Let me tell you about one of the opportunities that we've been dealing with in recent years. First of all, we have to set the stage and know that there are two important points that are not changeable, really, or very hardly changeable. One is that we are in Europe not spoiled with space. Other geographies can make massive factories from nowhere in a space of very little time. We are much more crowded than in old Europe. And the second thing, a lot of the times we are talking about, when we talk about automotive industry, we are talking about buildings, actual brick and mortar that has been built 50, 60, 80, 90 years old, 90 years ago. Yeah. So space is a premium. So
correct.
And in one case, in fact, we have a prime example of a global leader in the supply of automotive parts, yeah, that is working with us for a few years now, and that selected us exactly on the basis of that of that criteria,
yeah,
because we were able to supply products that fitted exactly in the workplace, in the workspace, in the workstation is really designed in a way that you have no spare space. Dana, can you tell us a little bit about how we managed to do that how it was possible with what products and why? Why was that a great advantage?
Yes, sure, Michele. So, of course, we have in mind what you said. The space constraints are often, a reason for customers looking for improvements, right? And this is applicable for the automotive customers as well. Of course, for these types of customers where the labeling requirement is usually high per day, right, they use a high duty printer, which and this is why they typically need to use an industrial printer. And industrial printers are usually come in large form factors, right? And this is a challenge for these customers. But our printers are the best printers in the market, actually, from this perspective. If we speak about PX6, PX4, PX6, our high-performance industrial printers, which we have been offering to this type of customers.
NPM43
too. Yes, NPM43 yeah, too. They are the most compact, the smallest. They have the smallest size available in the market, helping these customers to find a compromise, right, between the need to print a high number of labels per day,
yeah,
and the need to save space.
Yeah, because that's very important. Normally, they have a big volume, which historically is associated to bigger printers, of course,
yeah,
and that today is a trouble. So of course that's a key element that help you to solve that situation.
Absolutely there was a very, very important, together with an issue of IT compatibility, IT systems.
Yep.
There's in general in the automotive industry there's a lot of there are different systems that are considered. In this case, we were needing to interface through an MRP, a specific MRP Apliso. We needed also as well to have a connection to SAP. We needed to go through a stream server flow of information. And we found that, mostly the customer found that,
yeah,
our fingerprint protocol was the best. I mean, we were put through a battery of tests that were very, very difficult and very hard.
Yeah.
And we keep today working with this end user to accompany him in the evolution of his needs and of his applications.
Yeah.
And right now we are working on the PM45. That is our new product for them. That is the new new product of the PM series. So,
are you sure you want your competition to know that now, or?
It launched already, so
I think we are confident enough. Okay. that's not a problem.
All right.
So Dana, how would the PM45 add onto what we had with the PM43?
So first of all, I would mention print speed. It is improved and better versus PM43. Very important in this high-speed speeding world, better said. And then another important topic is precision. So we have an entire range of industrial printers which come with better precision when
yeah.
printing, even on very small labels,
yeah.
which is very often the case of the automotive spare parts providers,
correct.
Right? They need to provide very small spare parts
yeah.
and print on very small labels. And PM45 comes with a significantly improved precision when printing on very small labels.
Yeah, because Paco, we go back to the subject of standardization.
Absolutely.
And of the mandates of the manufacturers.
Yeah.
When a company that supplies lights or or against seatbelts for the automotive industry has to label to the item level the products.
Yep.
Sometimes they need to print very, very small labels.
Correct.
And you need a really, really high level of precision.
Absolutely,
and,
absolutely.
And PM45 comes with the best precision in the market in its class, which is really, I can say the spec, but it won't mean much. But this, it means exactly what
I think you just spot one of the key elements, right? It's like, you know, normally the car factories are supposed to be big, but as you said, they are not anymore as big, and the space is still a key element. Yeah. So combination of the space, ergonomic, and of course the high volume and precision is a key element that your solutions can also do. There is also a second aspect. You were talking to me, you were telling me before the we start recording, you know, that you also have some experience in the spare parts, let's say management, you know, and how this became also a key element to win some projects. Can you maybe give us some insight on those projects?
It's a very important side of the automotive business, mostly for us, also for the end user, obviously. The management, the warehouses of spare parts is more and more set to work on the right moment, the right label at the right time, at the in the right place. To do that, you must not take the product to the label printer, you must take the label printer to the product.
Correct.
And this you can do it mostly with mobile printers. Yeah. Mobile printers that in the case of spare parts management, very often, especially in the bigger warehouses, they are working mostly with forklifts.
Yeah.
And it was a request from a lot of manufacturers, and especially German manufacturers. We are very strong in this on this part of the market.
Yeah.
For a printer that could go on a forklift. Now, if we know a forklift, we know that who says forklift means vibrations,
heavy
treatment, a treatment of the printer that you wouldn't wish to your worst enemy.
Yeah.
And we have the right product for that. We have the only printer on the market designed from the ground up to be installed on a forklift. That was a big important point for us to win certain opportunities.
So what is the most important part in those mobile printers? You know, is really resistance to vibration, for example, or is it like, you know, do they need to have a specific IP, you know, to resist the specific conditions? Because as Michele said, you know, they are really working on a very hard environment, you know, so...
So the alternative, as Michele said, would be either mobile printers or this printer, which is called MP, compact mobile, which is an industrial printer, really the size of a desktop printer.
Mm-hmm.
It's really unique in the market for its form factor, and also it comes in an all metal case, which makes it indeed much more rugged than the mobile printers. They can be installable on the forklifts, and there are at least two main other very important advantages for this type of customers when using the MP compacts versus a regular mobile printer. One is the size of the roll, the media roll that can be used.
Yep.
You know, it's an external media roll, so it can last up to 2-3 even more.
External media roll, that's important,
because
that's not common, right?
So it can last much more than a mobile printer or a roll used on a mobile printer, improving the productivity. And the other part, which is also very important, is the fact that the print heads, there are spare parts which can be replaced at the customer side without needing to send the printers to a service, which is the case of the mobile printer, and losing time taking the printer out of service, you know, so also enhancing the productivity because of that. So ruggedness, spare parts change that are easily changed, and also labor roles that are larger, all this help improving the productivity.
Hey, Michele, but I mean, I'm very surprised to listen that in the German market is demanding more solutions for the forklift. You know, I couldn't really imagine why I don't know, an automotive factory, you know, is different, or the demands are different in Germany compared to other countries, you know, because the techniques and the systems are the same. I'm really surprised on that. Is that a bigger opportunity or?
Well, Paco, yes, I think we have an opportunity to take example of our German friends.
Yeah.
I'm not an expert of the German market, but I believe that in Germany the degree of high engineering in a product that is required in average by the average customer, it's higher than we could find in Italy or in Spain, Southern Europe, the countries that we know, and I believe they are ready to pay a little bit more because let's face it, this product is not a cheap product.
Yeah.
A little bit more upfront. To save a much more in during the course of the life during the life of the product, so it's really to spend a little bit more at the beginning to lose much less during the course of the life of the product itself.
Yeah.
And I think we should in our southern countries take an example and copy them a little bit more than we actually
I
do.
I cannot agree more than you. You know, sometimes the cheapest, you know, becomes the most expensive because we don't
absolutely.
Take care of that long-term view.
Absolutely.
Hey, but we have been addressing also some of the key topics, you know, in putting printers or adapting printers, you know, in the automotive industry. We've been talking about ergonomics. Mm-hmm. We've been talking about the spare parts, the traceability. I still think, and I think, Dana, you have been pointing that before, but I think, Michele, there is something which is key, is the precision in the printing, you know?
Yes.
This industry demands a high precision, even higher than others.
Paco. Yes, Paco, it does indeed, and we have an actual case that shows this. We have one of the main European car manufacturers that required exactly that and more, because we have both precision printing and at the same time we have the capture of the barcode and the reading of the barcode as a proof that the barcode is readable, and I think that's very important for the peace of mind of the end user to have such a system and to be able to have such a degree of confidence on their product.
Okay.
And by the way, an additional information I think which is key to present is that there is a recent study made for the warehouse industry, and we all know that the automotive companies also operate large warehouses in many of the occasions. The responders of this interview have said that the costs associated with unreadable barcodes during 1 year varies between 1% and 5% from their total cost in 1 year, which is huge. So practically, the impact of unreadable barcodes in a business, it's really huge, especially for these type of companies. And we come to address this by providing high precision printers, which come also with label verification software. Mm-hmm. So
quite interesting, because I mean, when we talk about effectiveness in cost, you know, I think everybody becomes very, very sensitive. Mm-hmm. Hey, before we finish, Dana, Michele, I mean, you're a printing expert. How do you see the future of printing in this moment?
So I think from Honeywell's perspective, right, we have a lot of plans to address the customer need. As I was mentioning in the beginning, we follow the market trends. We follow we aim to understand better the customer need and to address it in the best way possible. One thing that we are doing, we have started doing already, is to provide all our printers on the same printing platform, on the same operating system. This is very important for the customers. Why? Because on one side, whenever they need to expand, right? Whenever they need maybe to replace a printer, whenever they need to expand to address different use cases within the same end customer, maybe different models of the printers would be needed, right? By having all the printers on the same operating system. This means that one printing application can be extended to all the entire range of the printers very easily. This is an important advantage for the customer. Then it means that whenever there's a bug on one printer model, it is fixed on all the printers. So a lot easier, troubleshooting being made a lot easier, you know. This is one thing which is already in progress. Then we were speaking about automation. Hmm. We were speaking about the speed that we can see in this world, the need of automation. And we speak about large quantities of installed printers in different locations, which need to be managed in an easy way. And this is why our printers are already supported, certified with different types of MDMs available in the market. But we look into extending the certification to all the main MDM providers in the market to make sure that we help the customers manage their printer install base a lot easier. And maybe the last point to mention is that, generally speaking, we look to add features. We follow the market, we follow the market trends, the needs, and we look to add specific features in the printers, like this label verification software that we have been mentioning about. So always looking, staying close to the customer, really, and trying to help and adapt.
Anything else to add, Michele? Because, well, I think she said it all.
Yeah, she said it all. One little point about the common platform. That another point that goes towards protecting the investment of the end user. Because
yeah,
if the need of the end user evolve, the printer, his printer, can evolve with it. If today he needs let's say he has an application for which he needs a small printer, okay, he can use in 6 months if this need evolves to a big printer, he doesn't have to change the application. Correct. It's the same application that can be ported very easily and seamlessly into the new printer. So it's his investment in the application development that is protected by our capability of offering a common platform.
Absolutely. Okay. Well, thank you very much indeed. But I still have one last question, because
I know what you have in mind.
Yeah. Because it's really coming up, you know, in my mind. We are seeing the industry evolving very much, especially in the automotive industry. As we said at the beginning, automotive is one of those industries which is really faster evolving than others. And there is a massive change in this moment going on. We are seeing the electrical car booming, and I'm not an expert. I don't know how long it's going to be taking, but it's now a serious path to replace the existing combustion cars by mm-hmm. electrical cars. And I wonder, you know, electrical cars means different production systems, different parts, different ways of manufacturing a car or of a vehicle in general. Is there a place for the printing there? Is there an opportunity? Is there a...
For sure.
Problem?
For sure, Paco. No, I mean, it's early days, so it's still a bit difficult to say it with a high degree
anymore
of certainty.
That's a question.
That's true. But I see two trends in the electrical car and its related sister, yeah, the self-driving car.
Yeah.
It's a higher degree of security needed, of safety needed.
Correct.
Which means a higher degree of certainty of your supply chain, of the quality of your supply chain. And for me, that goes together with a higher degree and a higher quality of your track and trace systems.
Correct.
Which means more barcoding, more RFID, and not less. Let's hope that's true.
That is music for my ears.
Absolutely.
You mean more security, more trustability, so more business that we need to cover and we need to help.
Exactly. And there's another point to finish off the subject. I think we are getting a new element of the automotive industry, that is the circular economy, because there's going to be a massive point of recycling the batteries and all the components that are quite rare and they will need to be recycled at some point. And that adds another level of track and trace that will have to be taken into account.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You're absolutely right. So I'm very happy to see that the changes in the industry are really affecting positively excuse me, to our business. So Dana, Michele, it was great to have you today here. I think we have learned a lot about the automotive industry. It's the first time that we have made a podcast very specifically on that business, which means a lot for many of our partners. So thank you very much for having been here with us today.
Thank you, Pablo.
Hope to see you soon around.
Thank you for inviting us.
Thank you very much.
It was a pleasure too.
Thank you.